Hey there, and welcome back to Ace of Sakai. We're going to be talking about, I think, first time ever discussing this, but we've been a fans and been watching this. This is one of the best isekai animes. Is the slime is reincarnated to as a slime in the next journey, whatever. It's another isekai where this guy dies and he's born as a slime, but his power as a slime is to absorb whatever creature kind of things, and he adapts and gets their power up. He is a OP dude, and now we're in season 3.
Yeah, he's OP.
OP. And his,
his followers are OP.
And his first friend ended up being Veldora, who is like the Storm Dragon, who is that strong,
Storm Dragon.
The strongest dragon in the world, and they became best friends. So you're understanding the power level is insane. He is reborn as the lowest ranked creature. He builds his own monster world. He gains respect, and he's taking over everything and making sure everybody respects him. He has now joined the council, the octagon of the most powerful people.
Octagram, right?
Octagon.
Instagram's brother, Octagram or something.
Yeah, the whole war happened, and now he's being recognized as a nation, as a power warlord. People respect him. All the demons that have been alive.
Not a warlord, demon lord.
Demon lord, demon king. He has his army. I love the butler dude, Diablo. He's freaking hilarious.
It's Diablo. It's Diablo.
Diablo. Diablo. Diablo. Diablo. Really good. So let's start with episode 3.
The first one on the recap. It doesn't count. Yeah, no, so, that's a recap.
Bro, so that was season 2. Do you remember season 2?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay,
whatever. I can get started. Have you guys seen Black Butler?
Yes, that's exactly what he reminded me of. He reminded me of this.
So, Moto, just to give people some background, Black Butler is this kid makes the contract with the demon. Right? And the contract is that upon his death, he will receive the kid's soul. And the way the demon does it, he's assisting him through everything. Revenge. That's the whole thing. Phenomenal anime.
So good.
There are points where you're like, the demon just sits in the back. He's like, oh, I'm just a butler. But we know this motherfucker is like crazy strong.
And the guy knows too.
Yeah. And of course, you know, so you can't fuck with this butler. That's the whole idea. He's super strong. He's taking care of the young master. That's the whole idea behind it. Diablo is a similar idea. And that demon was fucking smart, witty. Fucking guy was insanely like, he knew, because he's a fucking demon, right? Same idea with Diablo. He's one of the top 7 demons. And he understands everything. He understands human nature. And he doesn't take shit, which I love. His temper level is very, his temper switch is very short. So don't fuck with him. And this episode, you could see how, as Slime is leveling up, his people are leveling up along with him. I think one of the things about Slime is, as he names them, he gets stronger. So you have to name the people under you to make him stronger. But as Slime levels up, his people are fucking leveling up too. Yeah. Now, the dragon, Storm Dragon, Baldora, whatever the fuck his name is, he's not going to level up. I think he's already as strong as it is. He's already OP as it is. He took Mimir's punch, for God's sake.
I think anyone who joins his group might
be a general or a Rimuru.
I don't think he became strong because he joined his crew.
He might get stronger.
Yeah, he's always strong. But what I'm saying is, like, if Rimuru gets stronger again, evolves again, whether he does or not, I have no idea.
He won't. Because
he's gonna become the overlord of the whole world.
Yes, but I don't think the dragon will get stronger with him because he did not name the strongest.
But why not? Like, everybody remember that he did not name him.
He didn't have the goblins either. He did not name Yorn, he did not name the other demons that were joined with
Diablo. He named Diablo, he named all the other dreams.
Oh,
he named
But what I'm saying is, Veldora did get named by Rimuru his last name. It's been
Veldora. They have the same last name. Tempest.
I think with the dragon and slime, they're at equal footing, like friends. I think it's a different story.
Brothers.
I think this episode showed who has authority.
Yes, but I think slime, because he's just chilling, right? He's not serving.
But like, let me ask you,
when he's telling the dragon, he's like, yo, take care of the town, because this is the most important task. It's right. Not because the dragon is serving him. It's because, yo, we're friends. Take care of my people. Okay.
But let me ask you, I have no idea, just, don't you want to see him evolve to an even more badass character?
We haven't seen him fight yet. We don't know how strong he is. We're assuming he's a top dog, but we haven't seen him.
He's one of the top dog.
And we want to see him go crazy. We only saw him when he was full dragon, right? We haven't seen him lay it down.
Remember, Diablo also powered up after joining Rimuru too.
Yeah,
right?
I'm wondering. Summoned him. The slime summoned him. That's a different story.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, Diablo's already strong, and yet after Rimuru named them, which after he evolved, he still took like a third of his
mana.
Was it mana, magical, whatever, and powered up the fucking craze. Yeah, he powered up like a motherfucker, right? So I'm wondering if Rimuru evolves again. Like, I have no idea how many seasons this thing has.
From what I heard, Rimuru is a universal creature, as in this is nothing what we're saying,
right? Yeah. So you're telling me
did Guru Lagann this anime?
What
Guru Lagann?
What the hell is that? Well, from what I heard, there was a comparison. There was a Reddit article where people are like, you guys have no idea how strong this guy is. This cat is universally strong. And he gets to a point where people compare him to Goku.
Yeah. So I said, like, don't you think Veldora would evolve too?
Yeah, honestly speaking, I'm confused the direction of this anime. I don't know who's left to fight.
I mean,
I don't know either.
Because he said he wanted to, the guy that he was fighting, he said he was already a demon, Clay something, right? Claymond or something.
Yeah, but he was a weak ass.
He said he was already a demon lord and he was trying to become a higher demon.
Right. And some, but Rimuru became him.
Just became a demon lord, nothing else.
Yeah, he took Clayman's spot, but somebody was controlling Clayman, right? That's what they were saying
Okay.
I mean, again, the idea would be, how strong can this cat get? He's already OP as shit. But we've only seen, so we have 8 demon kings. One of them is a small fairy, which we know is not as strong as Rimuru. The two got dissolved under Mimir, right? Mimir is stronger than Rimuru at this point, the way it looks.
No, she's not.
Mimir? Ooh, that's interesting. I want to see the fight. We have to see the fight. We haven't seen the fight.
I don't know if she's stronger. Last season.
We did see the fight. If you see the recap, even the slime said, that punch would have killed me, straight up. And the dragon came in the middle. Oh, Mimir, and she was holding back at that point.
She's the oldest demon, too.
She's considered to be the strongest one, but then we don't know anything about the other ones, right? We don't know anything about the ones that were only...
I'm guessing he's already like top 3 or 4.
Probably.
Demon lords in the future?
No, I don't... Maybe one more, but I don't think so. I feel like Milim...
I don't want to see that.
I feel like Milim is also becoming part of his follower.
No, she's an ally. She's an ally. She's not a follower. She's an ally.
I know. She's an ally right now, but we know that he's going to keep evolving, right? So, part of me believes...
I don't think the demon lord, unless he becomes the higher demon, I think the demon lord will serve... Well, Mimir did take two other demon lords under her, as underlings. Yeah. It's possible that even Rimuru goes, hey, listen...
Don't you think he's going to become the leader of the octagon?
No.
I think he will.
I mean,
he's going to end up becoming the leader, right?
We need to see more, right? From what we're seeing, his people are... But the good thing is, from the beginning, his people are evolving, not just strength-wise. They're getting wiser, intelligent.
Right.
Like, they're starting to pick up things.
Politics,
there's only one path. How do we know what he's going to do?
Yeah. They're selfish, they're greedy, and they look out for their master no matter what, which is amazing, right? Even Diablo is always thinking about his master, which shows you how strong, and that's what the king was saying. If this demon is this fucking strong, no, not the king, his people. If this demon is this fucking strong, Diablo, can you imagine he's serving
how strong? Yeah.
right? I still think Mimir is stronger at this point, but I think
who?
Mimir.
Mimir.
Mimir. Mimir.
Whatever her name is. Milim.
How are you? M I. Yeah.
M I M I R. Mirim.
M I L I M.
Milim.
Milim. Milim. Yeah.
M I L I M. Chick, I think, is still stronger at this given point.
But I you're think talking about the dragon one, right? Dragon chick.
No, the one that took the dragon
the pink
punch.
Hair, the pink hair.
It, yeah, pink hair. The dragon chick. Yeah, dragon chick.
The one that was being controlled.
Well, she wasn't controlled, right? She was.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. But I think she's still stronger at this point. Mm-hmm. But I do think that Rimuru is going to get stronger and continue getting stronger. I think the good thing about this show is, you know, he's not just looking out for him. He grows his community. And his people around him play other selfish communities in such a way that they end up benefiting out of it. Like, his people are smart. Like, no doubt about it. He's not the one doing all the legwork, smart thinking. His people are doing all. And even at him, he's the one thinking sometimes, be like, how, what's going to come out of this? Because his people have already thought about this, which is a very.
Yeah, this is a prequel to One Piece.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was, if I had to rate it, I would give it a, what'd you say?
It's prequel to One Piece.
One Piece, what the fuck?
Let's go with the ratings. All the different... Let's go to ratings.
It's just starting, right? So I'll give it a 6.5. It's just starting. There's nothing going on in this.
So yet. I'm just comparing to the rest of the slime episodes. We know what a 10 looks like for slime. We know what an 8 looks like for slime. This is a 7.
Yeah, so
it's a solid episode. It's a good opening. It's hilarious. It's funny. Yeah, it was like, you know, I just don't know the direction of what this anime really is besides OP of the character. I just don't know.
Yeah.
What's next? Well, I just feel like they just can go. They just can make an enemy, and then he can just power up as he goes.
You right? We have a guy controlling Claymont, and in the last season we had the Outworlder.
My thing is, how long are they going to drag it to? How long till we see this bad guy? I feel like it's just going to be going to be repetitive. I think like.
Three seasons in. What are you expecting out of three seasons?
No, exactly.
We've been watching One Piece.
I mean, a kingdom is like, you know, the unification of the China, right? You know the angle, so you know the purpose and direction. Same thing for One Piece. Like, you're going for that One Piece.
My only thing is season 3 and 4, and then we get the answer, or we're getting season 5? It's just my thing is, how long are they going to drag it?
Okay. All right. So 7 for you. What about you, Moto? 6. All right, so we were close. Okay. We get 6.5
hours. Basically, all of the, So, again, we're excited. It's one of the animes we were waiting for to come back. It is a good isekai. We're not saying it's bad. We're just rating it to the par of this anime because it's really good. You'll enjoy this if you're into isekai. Make sure you like and subscribe. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, more animes start. Peace out.
Peace.